This bit is really important. It's the source of a lot of problems for students, okay? Even though it's not actually that difficult. All I'm saying is, unless the examiner tells you otherwise, the fair value of the loan is actually the par value. So if he says you've got a 6% loan, and he doesn't mention any other market value, etc., and it's a 6% £1,000 loan, then the fair value is £1,000, okay? You only have to work out the original opening fair value, and you have to do this calculation if A, it's a convertible loan, or B, he tells you the market rate is different to the rate that you're paying, okay? So if you're paying 6% and he tells you the market rate is 10%, or if you're paying 0% and the market rate is 10%, you have to do a calculation of the opening fair value of the loan. The only other bit that really trips people up is you may be paying 4%, but because of things, as you'll see below, you might actually end up paying 10% effectively. So the effective rate is really your actual interest rate. And again, unless told otherwise, if you've got a £1,000 6% loan, and because of certain things the effective rate is 10%, well, that's fine. You're only bothered if the market rate is different to the rate that you're effectively paying. So if the market rate is 10% and your effective rate is 10%, you don't have to do anything. Okay, so let me reiterate, because this is important. Unless you're told that the market rate is different to the rate that you're actually paying, the fair value is the par value. If he tells you the market rate is different to the rate that you're actually paying, to the rate you're effectively paying, then you have to calculate the fair value. If it's a convertible loan, you have to calculate the fair value. If he tells you you've got a 6% loan, but you're effectively paying 10%, fine, no problem. Just presume that the market rate is 10% as well.